Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers from the Olympic movement. In this episode, we continue our conversation with Florian Spöll. He's the president of the German Weightlifting Federation, as well as being a member of the executive board of the International Weightlifting Federation, the IWF. And not to forget that Florian is also in charge of the IWF's refugee team. I began the second part of my conversation with Florian by asking him to give me a bit more information about the state of weightlifting in his native Germany.
We had some We had seven lifters in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and two of them were very good. We are very happy about this result. Three of them bombed out of the competition, which is, of course, not good. But they have the chance in the future in Doha or next year in the European Championships or in Thailand. So more competition are coming. And they can qualify for Paris next year. So they had a bad day, and I think we should focus on the next competition. This is what I told to my team. For sure, they were very disappointed about the result. But okay, we have to close this and focus on the future. I hope we have two lifters in Paris. That is my hope, one female, one male lifter. We can achieve this, I'm convinced. And also the situation in Germany, we made this Agenda 2028, our development program. We have 70 steps to improve weightlifting in Germany. We are on the right way, definitely, but the sports system in Germany is complicated, and in my opinion, we should change something in Germany in terms of sport federation structure. Because for me, I'm the president, I'm responsible, but it's completely volunteer. I receive zero money, and also my board receives zero money, and we are responsible for all the Olympic sport in Germany, which I think it's not the future. The government or the politics in Germany have to change something, and I hope we can discuss this point in the future. And but in general, I think we are in a good way. I want to focus now on media, on promoting our sports in Germany. We have our Bundesliga, first Bundesliga, which had a good international recognition from another countries, from around the world. Everybody speak about me, about the Bundesliga in Germany, weightlifting Bundesliga. Many foreign lifters compete in the sport clubs, and is very, I think, very attractive. And I think we have to promote this more in the future, Bundesliga.
Do you feel, Florian, that you mentioned there that you don't get funding and you really have to do things on your own? I imagine that might be replicated in other countries as well, and Germany isn't the only country where you find yourself in this situation. Do you think that that's becoming a disadvantage for the sport in general, because then there is a failure to be able to develop potential talent because there may not be the funding nor the facilities then for promising young athletes to then go on and become, you know, Olympic potentials?
We received funding from the government support, but this is of course not enough to bring this sport, make the sport great or big in Germany, and make a broad basis. What we need a basis, we need the grassroots, we need this because they're growing then into the performance area, high performance level. we received the funding from the government, but this is not enough. So we have to take care of our own. We need sponsors. But of course, if you're not the media presenter, you can't find sponsors. So it's a circle. We have to do a hard work now to promote our sport, make it bigger, broader, and then we receive sponsors. And then we have the money to increase everything. This is a circle many federations should work together in this case to make the first step. You know what I mean? To make we have the unity to, and we should have the unity to make the first step to bring weightlifting in a higher level, and then we find sponsors, and then we have kind of the dynamic.
Is that something that is being recognized maybe at the International Weightlifting Federation, that perhaps there is a thinking going on that, you know, we need to really look at the areas of the world which participate in weightlifting, don't have that credibility or that history as some countries do, and we need to do something to help those federations and nations develop so that we have a more competitive, higher level across the board?
Yeah, I think we have in the IWF the development program, and also the Continental Federation support the member federations very well. This increase in the last years as well, the supporting area of the member federations. We had the development program IWF, as I mentioned, and this brings some federations very, very good. Also, we have made a German weightlifting app application for the smartphone, and this is also comes from the development program from IWF. I think this is a good opportunity for the member federations to develop their sport in their country. Yeah, and also the experience exchange we have during the championships, we can share our experience. We have a lot of discussions. I remember in Riyadh, every day sit together with presidents of the member federations and asking how you do this in your federation, and I explain how I do this in my federation. It's necessary to meet together.
And how, let's come back to the International Weightlifting Federation. Let's look at the future. The Congress that you had in Riyadh has been very important for confirming some changes. The International Olympic Committee is watching very closely what happens with the IWF. How confident do you feel about the future for the sport beyond Paris, looking towards Los Angeles 28?
I'm very confident. I think in the past, since the election in June last year, we made a lot of things. We made good projects. For example, refugee, for example, sustainability. I'm also responsible for sustainability project from the United Nations, but many other things like human rights, transgender policy, and we are on the area of anti-doping, very, very good improvements to protect our sport from the doping cases, and in terms of education, the countries, in terms of have the ITA as extern partner, not we collect the samples or we test the athletes. It's an external partner, independent partner, and this is also, I think, the right way. So we have anti-doping. We made the homeworks. IOC give us the homeworks, anti-doping, in terms also transparency. We published the minutes. Then we made a lot of good projects. We, as I mentioned, refugees, sustainability, transgender, human rights. Then also we had a constitution now, a good constitution now, which was agreed by the Congress. Gender balance in the board, term limits in the board. I think all the necessary things, all the homework what we received from the IOC, we have done. We created also the strategic paper for the 2032, which is very important to show the IOC we want to improve new things, new kind, new formats of competitions. This is what we want to do in the future. For sure, it's not easy because it's a traditional sport. We are one of the first sport in the Olympics, 1896, and very traditional. So this is our challenge, to bring our traditional sport, to make it modern, to make it faster. But I think everybody in the board knows that. And therefore, we made this strategic paper, which was agreed also by the Congress. And yeah, we have to work in the next years to make it real, the points in the strategic plan, to make it real. It will be very hard, but...
And how excited are you looking ahead towards Paris, for your sport, to be there and hopefully to see some success for Germany?
I'm very excited. I'm convinced this will be a wonderful Olympic Games there. Also the opening ceremony, I guess, it's a new one, and we have to do something new in the world of sport, and have to do some changes. And I'm convinced this will be very wonderful Olympic Games in Paris. I'm looking forward to go there to watch weightlifting, our beloved sport. And it's a very excited time at the moment. We are waiting. We have now the qualification period, which is ongoing, and we have upcoming three competitions, qualifying events. So it becomes more and more exciting.
And you enjoy that intensity, I imagine.
Yeah, I enjoy this. I love this here also. I told you we had several meetings here, 2 days executive board meeting all the day, Congress all the day. I love to work for the sport. I love to work for the athletes, and I love to work here. So yeah, I'm feeling very comfortable here, and for sure I'm also very tired, but okay.
Well, those there were the thoughts of Florian Spoehl, the president of the German Weightlifting Federation. Don't forget, you can stay up to date with all the latest from the world of Olympic sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter produced Monday to Friday. So, until the next time, stay safe.